Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards. Hey, everybody. Welcome to our YouTube channel. Today, we're going to cover two stocks in the electric vehicle space. And the whole idea is this industry still hot or not? And are these stocks ready to rock and roll and go even higher? If this is something you're interested in, you sit right there. Hello, everybody. Glenn Tompkins here from VectorVest YouTube channel, senior instructor. Always love bringing you these videos. Before we get started, if you are already a subscriber to the channel, thank you for supporting VV Nation. If you are not a subscriber to the channel yet, folks, it only takes one mouse click to change that. If you like the content, always remember to subscribe to the channel. Always comment on what you think is going on in the video, especially if you like it. And don't forget to hit the like button. But make sure you share this content everywhere you can to let people know what VectorVest is doing over here. All right, the stocks that we're going to talk about today happen to be NIO and CCIV, or Church Hill, which is a SPAC. I recently did a video on a SPAC talking about what it does. And I think this epitomizes how quickly a SPAC can work to bring a company to IPO. All right. So with that, let's get into our first story. First story is about NIO, and NIO being covered by Mizuno. That is one of the companies or the analysts out there that cover a specific stock. And right now, Mizuno just put it out there that they are tracking it. And the brokerage set a buy rating at $60 as a price target. So, you know, as I move down a little bit, NIO has been a subject of a number of other research reports. Nomura started coverage on NIO on January 22nd. They set a buy rating at $80. So, you know, two different analysts here, two different prices. Dahwei Capital Markets started coverage on NIO in a report on Monday, December 14th. They set a buy rating for the company. Jefferies Financial Group reduced their price target on NIO from 60 to 38. A different take, huh? And a hold rating. Goldman Sachs Group upgraded NIO from a sell rating to a neutral rating and lifted their price target from $7.70 to $59. Now, it's a couple of them looking in that $60 price. Finally, JP Morgan Chase lifted their price target on NIO from 50 to 75 and gave the stock an overweight. So there's a lot of different analysts out there giving or putting into what they feel the stock is worth. You know something? We're going to do a little bit more than that when we analyze the stock. What else is going on with NIO? Well, this is good. The big battery news on NIO fans should watch today. And this story was done yesterday. How about this? The Chinese EV maker is showing its innovative prowess through the expansion of its battery swapping stations. As an electric vehicle, instead of going to the gas station, they've got battery swapping stations. The tech further differs from the company of its counterparts across the Pacific, like Tesla, and another stock we're talking about today, which is Lucid Motors under Churchill. The swapping stations have allowed NIO drivers to pull up, throw a new battery into their vehicle, and drive off in minutes. How cool is that, right? Not only has it cut down this charging time, but it has also allowed the company to offer its cars without batteries. And this saves new customers around $10,000 on a vehicle sticker price. So you can buy the car without a battery, go to the swapping station, get a battery, and rock and roll. The battery swapping stations launched back in 2014 and found great success for their convenience to the user. Now the company is seeing its tech expand further in China. Why? Because it's got an agreement between the manufacturer and the state. It turns out that NIO signed an agreement with the state-owned infrastructure company last week. The agreement will greatly expand the number of battery swapping stations in Beijing, the largest city in China, and the nation's capital. All right, so man, there's a lot of stuff going on behind Neo, but is it still hot? Is the industry still hot? We're going to get into that. The next one is Lucid Motors, which is under the SPAC of Churchill Capital Corporation, managed to finalize a merger agreement in record time in light of newly revealed information. So you remember, this was out on the news and everybody was losing their minds because the deal wasn't done and they were like, oh man, what's going on? So let me back up a little bit. Back on January 11th of 2021, Bloomberg published an article stating that Churchill was in discussions to acquire Lucid. So you know what a SPAC is? A SPAC is a special purpose acquisition company. They have a lot of money sitting on the sidelines waiting to bring a company to fruition or into IPO. Remember, I talked about the cup, Glenn's cup, and go back to the video. You'll learn about more about it. However, at the time the article was published, Churchill and Lucid hadn't had any discussions in respect to a potential business combination. Subsequent to Bloomberg's article, Churchill did begin exploring a possible business combination with Lucid due to its interest in the electrical vehicle industry. Remember, it's a SPAC, right? As well as Churchill's familiarity with Lucid's chairman, Andrew Lavaris. All right, boom, we go down some more. Now, readers should note that investors experienced significant consternation between the 11th of January, 2021, when Bloomberg published a report indicating merger negotiations between Lucid and Churchill. And the 22nd of February of 2021, when the merger finally materialized. All right. So as I look through this, I am going to go. However, the information released yesterday has completely flipped the general understanding on how these talks progress. That Bloomberg report acted as a catalyst for these talks and was not, in fact, evidence of an ongoing merger negotiations. And that's where everybody lost their minds when it came down to this story, because the stock's price took off and everybody was like, but wait a minute, what's going on, buddy? All right, so I'm going to go to another story in regards to Lucid. Lucid Motors says that the luxury EV model is almost fully reserved. So they've got a model out called the Lucid Air Dream. Lucid is requiring a $7,500 down payment on a $169,000 EV. The electric vehicle startup says that Lucid Air Dream has a maximum horsepower of 1,080. That's a lot of horsepower in an electric car. It can go from 0 to 60 in 2.5 seconds and hit the quarter mile in under 10 seconds. That's a lot. Now, putting all of that together, I said, well, you know, these are two individual stocks. What if you want to play the whole industry as a whole? Guess what, folks? There's an ETF out there if you didn't know about it. It's called Drive. It's on the Global X Exchange, or Global X is the company that puts out this ETF called Drive. And you know what it's looking for? Seeks to invest in companies involved in the development of autonomous. That word is coming out a lot as well in the news. Vehicle industry, technology, along with electric vehicles and EV components and materials. This includes companies involved in the development of autonomous vehicle software and hardware, as well as companies that produce EVs, EV components such as lithium batteries and critical EV materials such as lithium and cobalt. This is an ETF that you can take advantage of to play the whole space instead of singling down to just one or two stocks. All right, let's do this. Let's go analyze these stocks. I'm going to open up the software. Remember, I wanted you to know if the industry was hot or not. Here's the whole industry. Auto and truck manufacturing, where you will find in the VectorVest software, the electrical vehicles. Notice that over the last 3 months, bottom left, top right, a little bit of a dip. I noticed that I'm looking at a 20-day exponential moving average. Great opportunity to get out of the industry when it wasn't so hot is when the price falls below. Little hammer formation popped up above that 20-day exponential moving average. And right now with today's activity, we're right at the 20-day exponential moving average. Now, let me tell you what I like about it. This is not speculation on my part. Think about this. Down below, volume is pretty steady. Also down below, earnings per share. We have a forecasted 12-month earnings on every industry, every stock, the whole nine yards. How about over the last 3 months, it's growing? How about the earnings growth rate on the industry is growing? What I don't like is we have an indicator called relative timing that shows me that the current industry is in a downtrend. Notice that when the industry is rising, that indicator was above one. As the industry started falling, you see RT falling, and match that up. Price below the 20-day exponential moving average with RT going below the value of one. Would that have been a good opportunity to get out of the industry? Investing in the whole industry exposes yourself to a lot less risk, but you can take advantage of the up move in the industry, again, with a lot less risk. All right, so I wanted to show you what the industry looked like as a whole, and with the VectorVest software, that can easily be attained by looking at industry graphs. All right, so I'm going to minimize that. Here's our stocks. Let's go. I'm going to do this. I am going to auto-fit all the columns. We'll start off with Drive. All right, that's the ETF. That's trading at 26.46 right now. On an ETF, we can't look at our fundamental indicators, relative value and relative safety, but what does tell me that the industry or the ETF has got a relative timing above one. The ETF is still overall in an uptrend. All right, I like that. Let's look at NEO. NEO's trading at 41.87 with a value of 639. The stock is grossly overvalued. Remember, EVs right now are on the rise and those prices are moving really quick, fast, and they're really blowing out the water what we feel the stock is currently worth. That doesn't make it a bad stock. Today it's down, all right, down about 2.5%. Upside potential, relative value, tells me that the stock doesn't have good upside potential yet. Relative safety, which is an indicator of risk, below the value of one. All of these indicators that we're looking at right here are based on a VectorVest scale between 0 and 2, where above one is favorable, below one is unfavorable. And relative timing tells me if the stock's in an uptrend or not. Well, it's below one, stock's in, it's right now currently in a downtrend. It does have a sell recommendation, but wait. NEO grows their earnings at a clip of 22% a year. The earnings per share we saw on the graph, we're going to look at, is rising, but it's still negative. With this kind of news coming out behind the stock, could that push the earnings higher? Absolutely. But again, we're not going to speculate. Church Hill, the SPAC that now has Lucid, trading at $25, value of $6.70, also down today about 4%. Upside potential, not there. Safety, which is an indicator of risk, not there. The stock currently is not in an uptrend right now, but if Lucid's car is getting out there and a lot of people are interested in it, guess what? That's going to increase their sales. Let's go bump this over a little bit and let's go look at sales. The sales on this is not there yet, but I think that's going to show up more so on Lucid than on Church Hill. NEO, a lot of money in sales, sales growth. They're growing their sales growth. They got orders out there. They're in China. They're selling cars. I did a video looking at NEO, and they are definitely growing their sales. Got to watch Church Hill, though. All right. So let's go over to the graphs. Before we go over to the graphs, I still want to invite you out to our YouTube channel to look at all of the videos that we have out there on stock education to help you make you a better investor in the stock market. So again, folks, don't forget to hit the subscribe button. All right, now we're here on the graphs of all three of those stocks that we're taking a look at. Drive, excuse me, Drive currently is in a channel, right, between a support level of 25.81 and a high of 28.91. Still moving from the bottom left, top right over the last 3 months, but in a channel. What do you do with a stock that's in a channel? You wait. If you own it, then you wait to see if it breaks down below that level of support before you think about closing it out. Notice it did that here for one day. Very quickly rebounded and came back up. Currently below, big down day today, but there's your line in the sand sitting at $25.81. Earnings and earnings growth rate don't pop up on an ETF. Look at the relative timing. Relative timing is still above one, but falling. Keep your eyes on that. This is all about it, whether or not the industry is still hot or not, right? Here's NEO. NEO was on the rise, really rocking and rolling, currently falling down. Notice here, we have a hammer formation. After that hammer or reversal, the stock's price did go up. But look at that. It wasn't able to get back above the 20-day exponential moving average. Now, look at this. News of the battery swap stations could really move this stock higher. Time the trade. Let the trade come to you. First thing I'm looking for, can this stock break above that level of the 20-day exponential moving average? And the current line in the sand is sitting at 41.52. We're not far from that today. That's going to tell me if the stock's got more legs to the downside or will it bounce up and move higher. Oh, look at the earnings per share. Earnings per share is falling on NIO. So then this is, again, a one-year forecasted, but the earnings growth rate is rising. Well, if the earnings per share are falling, do you think that the earnings growth rate can continue to rise? Just keep your eyes on it, and it could be a possible red flag. Also, let relative timing tell you when it's okay to get back into the stock. Notice when RT is above one, stock's in an uptrend. When it's below one, stock's in a downtrend. This is good vector vest cooking right here. Last but not least, CCIV, Lucid. The SPAC right now is pulled back. I've got a line in the sand sitting at about 20 bucks below the 20-day exponential moving average. This is going to be the telltale sign to see if the stock's got legs still more to the downside. Let the RT let you know when the stock's in an uptrend, and right now currently below the value of one. So the stock's in a downtrend. I'm going to do something else. Remember I talked to you about some good home cooking in VectorVest? I've been running a portfolio on the clean energy stocks to include the EVs. This portfolio has been running since September 30th of 2020. It's up 72%. But look at the pullback. We're up nicely, but man, this also gives a heads up about what's going on with the industry. It's pulled back off of its high that we hit back here in February 12th of 2021. So if you're not a subscriber to the software, you want this kind of information, we're offering you a trial. 99 cents for 30 days of VectorVest service. Now, for those of you who are subscribers to the channel, I know I'm going to get this. So what is this looking at? I'm going to edit this. This is using a market timing signal of the primary wave. I'm going to customize the system. I'm going to look at stocks. I made a search called fastest clean energy stocks. I created a watch list, actually two watch lists of clean energy and EVs, put them all into one watch list, and I built a search around it. So that's what the search is. From a stop perspective, I'm looking at the Profit Locker Pro on the aggressive, and last but not least, I'm looking at trying to hold 10 stocks in this space and automatically replace closed positions. And that's about it. So I closed that out. I just wanted to show you that the industry, when it was hot, that's what the equity curve looked like. The industry is not nearly as hot. It's pulled back, and even right now pulling back. So you're going to see a lot of EV videos out there on YouTube. All I'm telling you is what's really happening so that you can make a better decision. All right. Last but not least, if you like all of this information that you can get with the VectorVest software and you want to take a look at a stock that you own, we will give you a free stock analysis report on any stock you want. Simply go out to www.vectorvest.com/stock analysis. If you want to look at a symbol like Lee, which is also in this space, which is Lee Auto, boom. Put in your email address. I'm going to put in glennt@vectorvest.com. And I click on get report. It will send in a report right to me right away. And I can do that for a certain number of stocks. But VectorVest can already start go to work for you right away. And don't forget, you can take advantage of a 30-day trial for 99 cents. All right, with that, folks, I want to say thank you for joining me for this video. Take a look at the stocks. Understand what's going on in the industry. Make a decision based upon what you now know, not what you feel and not what you hear other people telling you. Well, I am part of those other people right now, aren't I? But the VectorVest analysis is spot on to get you in and out at the right time, whether it's a speculative trade or a long-term play. We can help you no matter what kind of investor you are. Hopefully you enjoyed the video. Don't forget, comment down below, hit the like button, and share this out on your social media. Until the next time, folks, see ya.
Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.